Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 18 for July the 18th. Proverbs for the day, July the 18th, Proverbs 18 verses 13 and 15. Verse 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Verse 15, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Now, these last couple days, yesterday and today, they kind of hit us hard on daily living and daily thinking, but that's so. That's why we read Proverbs. And though you've never done this, verse 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. I don't know if you put together that picture that he's painting. He's saying you get part of the story and you kind of shoot your mouth off, or you make a decision in your mind what's right and wrong, and then you find out later it wasn't so. And maybe you've never done this, but some of us have. It might just be that you've done it too. But anyway, these are strong verses on daily living because they strike at the heart of how we are in general. And so we'll just look at three things in the two verses combined. First of all, the potential for folly and shame. Hair trigger, hair brained. We talk about going off half-cocked. That's a firearms statement. And I don't know if a lot of times people understand how practical our terms are and that we use, but going off half-cocked is the idea that the firearm isn't fully engaged and isn't fully aimed, etc. And if you're not careful, you'll do that. You'll pull the trigger on it. You know, old Phillips Brooks was a great noted soul winner in his day and a preacher, and he lectured on preaching at Yale Divinity School many, many years ago, 1800s. I've read his book on that, Lectures on Preaching. And he said in there, he encouraged them not to use current events as illustrations. And this might be worth you listening if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a preacher, a pastor. And here's why he said. He said, they would say in Australia, the jury is still out on that historic moment. And history that is current, you may not have all the facts. You may not know. You may not even know about somebody's life. You may not have all the facts. And so the idea there is a potential for folly and shame, and our potential is high if we don't have the facts. You know, Bob Jones Sr. said, you're only as wise as your information. And there is some real truth in that. I realize you can ask God for help, and you can ask Him for leading, and you can ask Him for a hunch and a gut feeling. That's fine. But you're still only as wise as your information when it comes to making a judgment. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And so the picture is you're listening, and someone gets to a certain point, and you've made a judgment. We would call it a snap judgment. Okay? You've made a snap judgment. Secondly, the present culture of opinion and commentary. The potential for folly and shame, and the present culture that we live in of opinion. Now, if you don't think opinion is enthroned, then you have not listened to anything anywhere at any time. You sit around on a job doing construction work, and men are full of opinions. In the old days when they probably still use the CB radios, they would talk forever on it and give opinions. News is a race nowadays. It's a competition. But it's never just news. I mean, nowadays people get paid to make predictions and make commentary, and it abounds in every part of life, whether it be finances or sports or weather or politics. Opinions abound. Commentary, the present culture of opinion. And so you have to work hard at not being influenced by that culture because it appeals to our fallen nature. See, I'm not worried about trying to influence people who are not saved because they don't have a new nature and they don't have the work of the Holy Spirit. And of course, if you're not reading your Bible, then you are missing the one thing that is the sword of the Spirit, and that is the words of God. But what if your opinion is not of value to the Lord? I know, shock, shock. Oh my goodness, don't say that. What if your opinion is not of value to the Lord, but your misuse of it is of consequence to the Lord? Let that one sink in, please. I've said it for years, I'll say it again. God doesn't care what you think about it, and He don't care what I think about it. He doesn't ask me, Mike, what do you think about this? But what I'm supposed to do is find His mind on it. I'm supposed to find out what He thinks about it. A lot of people are so busy having an opinion, they don't hear God's voice on the matter. But what if your opinion is not of value to the Lord, but your misuse of your opinion is of consequence to the Lord, to your eternal rewards, to how He views your life, etc.? You know, everybody lives in the here and now nowadays, and believers are supposed to be the exception, but they are not. You and I are to realize that God may not take away your job. He may not take away your health. He may not take away your house because you're misusing information or knowledge or making snap judgments. He may just wait and do it in eternity where it matters forever. Are you getting this? He may just wait and settle up with you at the judgment seat of Christ. I think a whole lot of people, Bible-believing people, that's who we're addressing. We're all Bible believers. I believe a whole lot of Bible believers would do things a little differently if they realized God may just wait till the end to settle this thing. Now, we're not talking about doctrine here. We're not talking about defending the words of God. We're not talking about holding to that which is true and right and preaching the pure gospel. We're not talking about that, so don't take it out of context. We're just talking about everyday issues. See, it matters to God about everyday issues, everyday interaction. Okay? Notice in verse 15, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. He's not talking about wisdom and understanding. He's talking about facts. Listen and think and pray and get the info so you can have the insight. So number one, the potential for folly and shame is great. The present culture is of opinion and commentary, and the prudent, number three, listens and looks longer than others do. The prudent. Verse 15, the heart of the prudent. Listen, you are not in daily life you're not a soldier, you're not a law enforcement under fire. You can actually take a few minutes before you give an opinion. You take a soldier in a firefight, he's got to make quick opinions, quick decisions, and they train him to. He's take law enforcement, those sort of things. But when it comes to everyday interaction with people and what other people have done and the stories that come to you, that's not you. You know what the prudent person does? They assume there must be something I haven't heard yet, and I need to just keep my mouth shut about it. See, we're not talking about giving ear to wrongdoers. Let me give you an example. If someone, let's take yesterday, when we looked yesterday at covering a transgression or repeating a matter, you better be careful, because the person who is not trying to cover a transgression but is repeating a matter for the wrong reason, they're not going to give you the whole story. Refrain from opinion forming and opinion giving. Now, I'm just trying to help you with what the Bible taught us here, what Solomon warned us about. Because it'll help you. It'll be a blessing to you. It might even be an eternal blessing to you. Brother, sister, teenager, please, will you get it through your head? Everything is about the life to come. It is not, as the modern Christian teaching, you get saved and that's it. Salvation is just the beginning of your eternal life. And just because you're not going to go to hell for telling a lie or not covering a transgression or sowing discord among brethren or giving a hasty opinion doesn't mean that that will not affect the next life. Because how I use my members, Romans 6 and 7, my members are my brain, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my tongue, my feet, my body, my capacity to think, my capacity to influence, those are all my members. How you get stuff done is by using your members. Okay? You fellows that are pastors, you better be careful how you use your members of your church. How you influence them. It is a holy calling to influence the opinions of others. How powerful a passage. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it ready, it is folly
and shame unto him.
The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. You need to be very careful. Now listen. In the modern culture, these commentators and these people make snap judgments, and then they explain them away and blame the person who provided the knowledge instead of waiting and being sure. We cannot afford to live like these guys who are they're not just talking mouths, they're running mouths, and that's how they make their living. We are not to be that way. Do we have to make choices? Yes. Do we have to speak out? Absolutely. But let us follow these processes for our own sake in eternity and for the sake of others. God bless you.